Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin Leroy here with you. Bless you.
That was a cough.
Kind of. It was like a tweener. I don't know what that was. It was weird.
My family does that too. They always say bless you. I'm like, it wasn't a sneeze.
Yeah, but you would agree that that was like it was a.
Can I please ask you something?
Yeah.
Can you not start conversations with me? So you would agree.
I'll do that as soon as you start with conversations and stop asking permission to ask a question. Can I ask you something?
We might need some counseling. So,
can I ask you something? Give us a weather report.
I got it.
Give us a weather report because it'd be raining over here.
Jennifer, it kicked in like 5 seconds after. Oh, okay. There you go. Like,
oh, I
got it right away. Yeah. When he did a me.
It's sponsored
by, I know he was.
It's sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring the reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
So I told y'all about yesterday. You're going to have a great morning. It's going to look like it's going to be okay. And then in the afternoon, you're going to get a thunder shower. It's definitely coming. Today looks more of the same. Although I will say, let me move my voice over. I will say this. It looks like it might rain a little bit sooner. The winds are blowing about 15 miles an hour coming out of the east. It's looking partly cloudy over here to maybe more on the more cloudy side. But you know the rain's coming. I don't know how to say it. I don't know. Listen, if you ask me what are the percentages of it raining in my area, I'm going to tell you like this. After 5 o'clock or after about 4 o'clock, 100%. So just don't plan on doing nothing after 4 or 5 o'clock, because that's when it rains this time of year. They didn't say it was going to rain. They didn't. I'm telling you right now. I went to 595. It was pouring and it was sunny at my house. You can't predict that.
Yesterday I was driving to work and it was bright as hell out. Pouring. I'm like, this just
doesn't make sense. You can't control that. So plan accordingly. If you want to do something on the weekend, do it before 12, 1 o'clock. Get up and do it in the morning. If the later you wait on in the day, the chances you have to get it ruined. I'm just telling you. That's bro science. Bro's weather. I'm looking out for you. Stop turning on the TV and looking at weather maps.
It's a very aggressive weather report.
I'm just saying.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Odell Beckham, turns out when he sucked for the Dolphins last year, he was a big cheater.
Hmm.
He was suspended 6 games for PEDs.
Not for nothing. It wasn't even worth it. I'm like, damn.
He, of course, he said the line. What's the line, Leroy, when you get busted for PEDs?
I took something that I wasn't aware had.
Unknowingly.
Dude, let me tell you something. There's only one way to take testosterone. That's when it say testosterone on the bottle.
They said my testosterone was too high. I don't know what happened.
Now, but too high is, you know, like if you're taking testosterone, it's way up there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on. Like, that's okay, dude. That's okay. Go ahead, do like serve your 6 games suspension or whatever. Like, you came and got our money, right? Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's not retroactive, right? Like the 6-game suspended. No. It's not like they go get to take it back.
No, he got it in the offseason. So If he signs with a team, he got to miss 6 games. So I like, yeah, there's certain things that happen in life that there are no mistakes, right? People that have 3 times the necessary testosterone level can't say I ate a piece of bad meat, right?
Canelo used that one time.
Yeah, but it depends on how elevated. Like, yeah, no, that's all right. I'm not mad at him. Like, the thing is, I'm not mad. Like, do you? That's fine. But don't just own up to it. Like D. Gordon, when he the smallest guy in Major League Baseball, he say, I'd have been 127 pounds if I wouldn't have.
His explanation, though, years later on a podcast was crazy. He goes, they were trying to keep me from winning from keeping him from the Triple Crown. I'm like,
you weren't close.
Listen, that wasn't going to happen, D. And why would anybody feel the need to besmirch the name that is D. Gordon?
Right.
Like, what are we talking about, dude? Sometimes the things people come out with, I'm like,
you would be better off just saying, I take full responsibility and move on. People will respect that more. Think of all the guys who have fought. Braun, the cyclist, who else got mad at folks?
Yeah, when you say Braun, you mean Ryan Braun.
Ryan Braun.
Just so you're clear.
Well, who's you?
LeBron James.
Well, people have their own suspicions.
Yeah. Oh, Braun.
Yeah, Braun.
Braun, not Braun.
One of my favorite PEDs moments was, I don't know if anybody remembers this, but like in 2016, 17, some Clemson players got busted and they blamed their hair products. And then it really was my favorite moment ever. It was like, there was something in our hair products we don't really know. And I was like, hair products?
Yeah, it's called testosterone.
Yeah, it's like, that was one of my favorite, moments.
You rubbing that cream on your...
It's like...
My favorite was when the Dolphins drafted Deion Jordan at number 3 overall, and everybody's like, yeah, all he needs is just put on a little bit of beef, you know? Maybe we were joking, like, on the radio those years, like, hey, you should take steroids. Busted for steroids next year. He's like, that's a great idea.
I mean, like, what the hell? Like, they moved up to get him.
Yeah. Oof. Gotta tell you, though.
I feel more, like, now that I think about the two situations, you couldn't even limit, like, the Browns can't even limit on Deshaun Watson. Mm-mm. They lost 5 picks and didn't get a quarterback.
Yep. Yeah, it's bad. And they don't even want the quarterback who's playing to play right now.
Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah, they're like, ah, come on, we want to see Shador, baby.
Yeah, but you got to be careful with that. You know what somebody, you know what a coach told me my rookie year?
What's that?
Right before he got fired. He said, if you start listening to the fans in the stands, you'll be sitting with them. And the funniest thing happened not too long from that. We were playing a football game, right? And everybody was tired of Bernie. So they start yelling the backup's name. Pago, Pago, Pago. It was Mike Pago. Pago. Mm-hmm. So Bud Carson threw Pago in and took Bernie out. Pago threw a pick 6 his first pass.
No.
Guess what the fans did? Bernie. And that was the last time we saw the coach.
Did Bernie think it was funny?
everybody thought it was funny. Everybody thought it was hilarious. I mean, you can't, like, come on.
Man. I tell you, it was a backup to nobody. That's the best dry cleaning in all of South Florida, dude. And that's our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. The owner's Ara. That's our guy, all right? You can call or text Ara anytime at 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. It's fall season. It's Halloween time. Maybe you got to get your costumes prepared for those
homecomings.
Fancy parties.
Homecomings,
Leroy. Yep. Family get-togethers. You got the Thanksgiving get-together. Got to have your wardrobe looking right, all right? Got those autumn weddings, maybe, Leroy?
Nobody gets married during football season, dude.
So, no, that's not true. People do, crazy. People do autumn weddings all the time. Very popular season.
Autumn wedding, I think, would be so pretty.
I think October.
Really? When your team's 1-4, it would be.
Well, yeah. If you're a Dolphins fan,
not about them.
I'm literally flying out to Portugal on Friday to go to a wedding. So,
are you really? Okay.
Yeah, I am. So. You're wrong, Leroy. But you want,
are they American?
Yeah.
Okay. They decided to get married in Portugal?
Yes, they decided to have a destination wedding.
That's cool.
Can you ask them if they should put up a statue of Evan Rodriguez over there? Just ask him.
Okay, I'll ask. I'll make sure.
Yeah, isn't he Canadian?
I'll report back.
Well, his father's Portuguese. Let's get back to A&T Dry Cleaners, huh?
Yeah.
40 plus years owned and run. They keep it in the family. They can do same day sewing. Got a seamstress on site. That's Ara's mother. So you're getting the best care on your clothes, Leroy.
They service all of South Florida. Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beaches. They can pick up and drop off your clothes. Ara's a big fan of the show. Just give them a call, 954-610-9383. Mention Tobin and Leroy, and you get 25% off your order. Who doesn't like saving money? And I promise you, once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Got a full slate of baseball coming up today. Got Mariners at Tigers. Game 4 of their series gets going. Brewers at Cubs. Milwaukee's up 2-0 in that series, so they'll go and try and bust out the brooms today. The Blue Jays, who had the Yankees on the ropes early yesterday, they got to try and finish it off today. Game 4 of the ALDS at 7:08, and then at 9:08 tonight, Phillies at Dodgers. They will try and put the LA will try and put that series away as well. Jerry Jones was fined $250,000 for giving a giving the finger to a Giants fan.
They deserved it. They deserved it.
How do you know?
I've dealt with fans. You think that fan was like, "Hey Jerry, how you doing?"
I don't know.
You know damn well. Stop sitting here acting like that fan was like, Jones.
What did that Titans owner get for double birds? What did he get?
Oh, my goodness.
That was great.
That was funny because he had on that Adams? He had on that seersucker suit, light blue. Oh, my goodness.
Bud Adams, obscene gesture.
The double birds.
Bud Adams was fined $250,000 in 2009 for the double birds.
Oh, my goodness.
Gave to Bills fans.
He could barely get those little hands up.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was.
He was going.
Who was it? Jeff Ireland? Somebody yelled, "You should fire yourself."
Yeah. He said, I think he called the guy a bleep hole. Which, look, it's not a bleep hole thing to say, but fire yourself is funny.
It's funny. But again, like, I don't understand why people think they could go to another grown man and yell whatever they want with no consequences, right? We live in a crazy world. Because I don't think Jerry Jones is just walking around shooting people with a bird.
Do you? I feel like he does.
I feel like somebody yelled something at him.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you something. We're number one, unlike you. Gives him the old bird right there. Didn't he claim, though, that he was trying to say, I think his comments were that I meant it to be a thumbs up. I'm like,
Wrong finger.
Nope.
It's really hard to mistake that. Yeah.
But I'm just like I'm all for, listen. We need to stop with people thinking they could do whatever they want because there's not going to be ramifications based on who it is.
He gives the thumbs up, the bird, and then points the finger. He used all his fingers. He knew exactly the path he took. He told 105.3 The Fan, that was unfortunate. There was a swarm of Cowboys fans up front. It was right after we made our last touchdown, and I put up the wrong show of hand. It was intention that it was a thumbs up.
Dude, you had already hit the thumbs up, so you negate it.
Can I just say this?
Hey,
I don't care how hammered, how concussed, how whatever I was, I have always known the difference between a thumb and a middle finger.
Yeah, nobody has gotten concussed.
Especially mine.
Yeah, when you
I feel like you're more alert about your middle finger when you are in those.
Whenever somebody gets hurt and carted off, they always give the thumbs up. Nobody gives the finger.
Nobody accidentally does the other one, right?
That'd be hilarious.
But I just think we need to get away from like people thinking they can yell whatever they want to other adults.
You and me in the broadcast booth, we watched them. Well, that's unfortunate, Leroy, and he's giving a sign there to the. What is he doing to the fans?
Thank you. They say you go. I remember one time I hurt my knee and I was getting carted off the field.
Yeah.
They say you go give a thumbs up. I say hell no, I ain't okay. I'm like this hurts. I'm in pain. I'm not giving a thumbs up. No.
Tyreek Hill was trying to show a brave face when he got hurt.
Yeah, well, okay. But again, sometimes if you have a total tear or a dislocation, if you don't crack any bones, it doesn't hurt. Right?
I don't know.
But then if you have a partial tear and it's bleeding, right, because of the tear, then you have like fluid and so then it becomes more painful. But yeah, I ain't never thought that. Ooh, let me give the fans a thumb up to let them know I'm okay. Because no, I'm not okay. That's why I'm getting carted off. Give a thumbs up if I could walk.
You know how, Evan Rodriguez did not give a thumbs up yesterday when he
had puck. He was like, hold me up. But then I don't understand. Like, that's the thing of being life flighted to trauma. Because your stomach hurt and then you just had gas, right? Like, the way they wheeled him in, we thought he was done for the year, right? And then I turned my head and looked back. He was back on shift.
No, that's a crazy sport. I'm sorry. Like, the fact that they just take these frozen things off their face. All right, Rhino, get out there. Like, do you imagine that in baseball you get taken out for a blister? They're like, oh, he's shut down. He's going to the IL. Right. Sorry. Reinhardt's out here. He's bleeding from the face. He goes, oh, good gosh. Got gauze up there. Looks like a woodchuck.
Oh, man. Let me tell you.
Oh, gosh, don't worry.
Tough.
Facial injuries hurt.
Almost got Lundy yesterday. And you can't hurt Lundy. That's a handsome face. You can't just take out Lundy.
He's Mr. I don't understand. Can I just tell you? If I was a hockey player, I'd have a football helmet on.
Me too. And like they had to like make them put the visor on.
They had to make them put the visor because a lot of them would just go helmet.
Yeah.
Like, are you crazy?
No helmet back in the day.
That's why none of y'all got no teeth now, right? And Kachuk chews his mouthpiece. He needs something in front of his face because he don't even put the mouthpiece in.
How many times do you think Kachuk's mother told him to put the mouthpiece in? And he just did that as like, it's in, Ma.
I think she got tired when he was a child.
She was married to Daddy Kachuk.
I understand.
She ain't telling him put his mouthpiece in.
I was watching the Face Off show, and Keith Kachuk sitting there with Mrs. Kachuk and the sister, and they're like looking for Tay Tay because it's Game 4 of the Stanley Cup, and you're like excited. Taylor Swift's there, and he goes, "Guess I'm the only one here who came to watch their sons."
I'm like, yeah, come on, dude.
Hockey.
Yeah, none of them got teeth. And they won't wear anything to protect their mouth.
Nope. I think they're going to make them wear. Like, I think if you're coming up, I think you have to start wearing more stuff. But
I have never, there's guys that play in the NFL without a mouthpiece in.
That's crazy.
I find that hilarious. Crazy.
Yeah, Tua has like a mouth guard. It looks like he's wearing Invisalign. Doesn't even look like he's wearing a mouth guard.
Yeah, they have smaller ones. Like, the whole point of the mouthpiece is not to protect your teeth, as people think, is for the jaw.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get hit. So it doesn't really protect your teeth. Like, everybody's saying, you got your mouth guard, and it's called a mouth guard. It ain't called teeth guard. Them chiclets coming out, they're like with the slightest of.
Didn't Evan Rodriguez tell us he had to put a popsicle stick behind his teeth to straighten them out? I'm pretty sure he did.
Was that Timu Invisalign? Well,
they had to and so he had to like. I think he said that on the show. Like, he's like, yeah, I had because all of them got taken out, so he had to they got pushed in.
Oh yeah, so he had to put something behind it
Hockey. Yeah. Take a break. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, on Twitch, Miami 104.3 WQAM. Check us on out there. You have the Heat back in action tonight. A little preseason action against the San Antonio Spurs. Victor Wembanyama in town. 7:30 is your tip from the Kaseya Center, 6:15. We got preheat for you here on FM 104.3. Don't know yet the status officially of the guards, but the Davion Mitchell, Pella Larsen, Kasparis Jakachonis all doing a little work yesterday, so could potentially see them in action tonight. So we'll keep an eye on that. I am very intrigued to see what these young guards can do, especially I kind of want to see what Kasparis got in the tank. I want to see what this. Just because I know he's not going to play a lot in the regular season. So I kind of wanted to get a little peeky-poo at what he's got.
All right.
Maybe a little lob to Khalil Ware. Let's see. I'd be into that. That would make me happy. So we'll keep an eye on that and give you some coverage. Did you see all this Giannis stuff that came out yesterday? Man, there was a lot of Giannis stuff that came out
People
yesterday.
People are really up in their feelings about this crap, too.
Yeah, it's very it's pretty wild. Like, you know, Shams has definitely been waiting for the Giannis bomb, it feels like, for months.
Well, the way he talked about the offseason.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Got a little froggy with the whole
Jimmy
Butler
thing. Got a little froggy and we got crickets. He's like Joker walking out of the hospital.
Yep. Absolutely. Windhorse comes out yesterday and he says there's been an expectation for quite some time that Giannis's days in Milwaukee are in one way or another numbered, whether it's going to happen this year or during the season or next summer. And I kind of look, this is the way I read it. Unless Giannis is going to go full Jimmy and he's going to make a stink, I kind of feel like the drama's over until the Bucks decide it's over. Cause I'm pretty sure it seems to me like they decided, guess what, Giannis, we're going to play this puppy out a little bit. Cause we got nothing without you, yeah. You know, cause I just don't think that they feel like there's going to be somebody who offers them the moon for him. And it's just, it's one of those things where it's almost like Oklahoma City and Kevin Durant, where it's like, hey, you kind of ride it till the wheels fall off and then you deal with it, you know, because there is no good solution. But I think I'm pretty sure what happened here, my read of it is that Giannis probably was going to ask out this summer and didn't think the Bucks were going to be desperate enough to pull the move with the Miles Turner thing that they were, because they're like, look, dude, We made a mountain. We were able to solve the Dame thing. And he goes, damn it, I didn't see that coming. I didn't really think they were going to do that. Did you see that coming, Thinesis?
Is that really the
That's move? All they can do. I mean, they had no moves. And then the only other move was, I guess we're going to have $25 million dead on our cap for 3 years.
Oh, with
to let Dame go.
Is he's back this year, right?
Dame?
Yeah.
No, Dame's out all year.
Oh, okay. So he's, oh yeah.
Dame's had one of them regular Achilles injuries, you know, the one that takes time. None of these confounded new coming back fast Achilles injuries.
Well, nobody has that. Mm-hmm. You just, see, you don't have the different levels of injury. You just go Achilles, hammy, bone bruise.
I still think Drew Smith beat science.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him play basketball in 2 years.
Who?
Drew Smith.
He just played.
No, I know now. I'm saying before that.
He got hurt last December. If you didn't recall it for 2 years, that's just because Frog Boy has inundated you with Drew Smith hate, which is unwarranted and rude.
I don't have Drew Smith
hate. He brainwashed you.
No, you don't. Frog Boy does. Drew Smith. One of the most pleasant people on this on the planet. Living his life, living his dreams.
Marcos is Boo Smith. Boo.
Well,
what do we got? What's on the docket tonight for me? Give me some sports stuff.
You got baseball. You got a full docket of baseball.
Okay.
All kinds of games. I think WNBA is back tonight.
Yeah.
I think
the WNBA is back. Aces are up 2-0.
Hockey, NHL coverage continues tonight. Let me give you the games in the NHL. Oh, you got to, what do we see?
Who's National Wednesday night now? Because now they do different channels, right?
TNT still has. That's their national. That's their baby now. They got Bruins and Caps. Oof. I guess you got Ovechkin. If you're up late, Kings.
He's still playing?
I think so. I don't think he went anywhere. Did he retire?
I don't think so either. He's what, 43?
40. He'll be, yeah, he just turned 40.
Man.
Past Gretzky.
Yeah.
So you got that. And then the late game is Kings and Knights. Does that Vegas stadium not scare the crap out of you every time we go there and around a game?
Oh, my goodness.
It's like a bomb goes up. The whole building shakes from the outside.
The crazy thing about it is everybody funnels through the same like corridor or a street to get to the stadium, to the arena.
Yep.
And there's a restaurant right there where everybody stops and goes. I still haven't figured out how they do the food, because they come take, you don't even like, the waitress comes by to ask you if you want something to drink. And we say, yeah, we want to order food. And she's like, no, get it yourself.
Yeah, you got to go to the window.
You got
to
go order it yourself, like McDonald's.
And then you got some Canadian matchups tonight. Montreal Canadiens against the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Okay.
And then you got Flames and Oilers. And Dade South, yeah, I only got through half the album, buddy. I don't want to cheat Tay-Tay. So I got to finish the rest of the album.
Hmm. Well, so I'm not going to be here.
I'm going to save it for you, Brittany, to trust me. I don't want it to be like, hey, I got my Tay-Tay album. I'm only 8 songs in.
There's only 12.
And how do you feel about those 8 songs?
I don't want to cheat the review.
You can wait 10 days.
Which means, wait. You want me to translate?
Hmm?
You want me to translate? Mm-hmm. What that means? I listen to 2 max.
Yeah,
no, I swear to God.
He hasn't even started the album.
I just checked my notes.
Oh, so you have notes? Oh, you have on each notes. One?
I do.
Interesting.
Well, you have 10 days to finish the album. Can I just say this? So you could listen to it again.
Without a doubt, this is not up for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
This is not even up for debate. He's lying.
I swear to God, I will give you my notes right now.
Flash the notes.
I will. Here, hold on.
If you're making them right now.
No, I swear.
That was number three.
I don't even know what song that is.
It's
Opalite.
WCF.
I know that.
Well, that's the other thing. I got to figure out the names of the songs.
Opalite, I think,
were.
Is the third track.
I don't know what that. Opalite. That Opalite, I don't know what the hell was going on there.
But that song is so good.
Was it?
It's a good one. It's one of the good ones.
One of the things I sometimes lose track of when I send songs to Jennifer is I'll hear a catchy beat and I'm like, oh, I like this song. And I'll send it to her.
Right.
Number three is Opalite.
Yeah.
She listens to the words. And
I listen to
me.
Lyrics.
Okay? I'm trying to be entertained.
The meaning behind
I'm trying
the
to be entertained. Is it a bop? Is it not? Whatever. So when I sent her the song that said, "Where the hell's my husband?" Like I told her, don't read into it. Just listen to the song. It's cool.
And you can't tell me not to read.
She went all into the meaning and the words and all that. I'm like, no. I'm a simpleton.
I'm not breaking this down. I'm just going song by song and be like, all right, that's my thought on it. And then I'm moving on. So
that's not very like. I mean, you're not really giving a review. You're just determining whether you like it or not.
That's exactly what a review is.
No.
You want me to become a lyricist when it comes to this
anyway,
stuff?
Can you also do me a favor? Listen to the album. I want to hear your thoughts because I respect your song choices.
Yeah,
that's
I like
a,
good
that's
song.
A little rude.
Because you know what? I don't
I'm sitting here listening to an album I don't even want to listen
because
to for you two.
Wait, tell me the truth.
Wait, can I ask you a question, Tobin?
Yeah.
Why would somebody ask you for a review of an album when you have number three? WTF.
Yeah.
And you're upset that nobody wants that.
But as you got further down the list, he had more of an analysis for the songs.
Well, then I was. Because I started my reviews. I don't really like the first 4 songs because I got to tell you this, Taylor Swift.
Those are like the best ones.
No. Actually, they're not. They're the worst songs.
I love the first one for sure. Father Figure.
I don't like that
it's
one.
Funny,
I don't
like but it's that her, one. It's like not her best one. Eldest Daughter, I do like. Number 6, number 8, number 10. Yeah, all the other ones are good, but like not my favorite.
Yeah. Well, I did have more notes as it went on because I'm just like, all right, maybe I'll deep dive. But at the first three, I was just like, Tay-Tay loves some her reverb. I'm like, I get you, lady. You got a great voice, but you know, can we get some actual pipes going on with these songs? And then she starts doing that at song number 4.
Taylor Swift is not a person who shows off her voice. She is a person who like writes more than she
creates
actually
music.
Yeah, she's
not
got
a very nice voice.
You cannot compare her voice to Mariah Carey or God knows what. Like, she's
this is Lady Gaga before she became an artist.
She's not Adele.
I would like a couple of points here, okay? Numero uno is...
Don't do that.
I think Tay-Tay has a very nice voice. Okay, I don't think there's anything wrong with her voice.
Love saying, she has no talent either.
No, my problem was...
Her range is pretty interesting.
Okay, well, my problem wasn't really with the singing voice. It was too much reverb. Like, they're trying to overproduce her. It's like on like four songs in a row. It's like the in an echo chamber, and I'm just like, is it? Can she just sing? And then she gets sometimes to it. I'm like,
boom. Did the same guy produce her album?
I don't know.
No, it's because
sometimes when you go to a new producer, they put their own little twist on it.
It's not the same producer as her,
no,
like,
it's
last
the same
couple
people
albums
from her. Yeah,
but then, anyway, then that's that could be what that is. That's it.
She's a look. She. I'll get to the rest of my review. I promise. We got to end the show now, but I'm halfway through. I will finish
why,
the other half.
Why do we always end the show with like everybody wanting a fist fight?
I don't know. Like, you guys demanded my notes.
No,
you're like, you
why
don't really no, have
you
notes.
Said you were going to be ready why for Britney.
This is why.
You did say you were going to be ready for me
and
on
you
Wednesday.
You also said things about talking about F1, right, and we never got to
oh my God, that's
that
so
the
true.
On the way out, well, on the way out, Tobin does this. See you tomorrow.
That's, no, because you won't see me for 10 days, and so I, you know, it's not fair.
Well, do you want to zoom in tomorrow for a segment? Can you join us for a segment tomorrow and I can give my Tay-Tay review?
Maybe. I'll try.
All right. I'll text you before the show and
okay
see if you have time.
I'll try. I have a lot to do tomorrow.
Because tomorrow I drive to Miami, which will inevitably give me time to listen to the rest of Diary of a Showgirl.
Wow. You know what? I don't want to hear your review. Leroy.
Why? Isn't that what it's called?
I want to hear yours.
All right.
Did you say diarrhea?
Diarrhea of a Showgirl. Isn't that what it's called?
You know what? We're ending the show right
is
now.
Is that not what it's called? Not of a Showgirl. It's Showgirl something. We got to go. Back tomorrow.
I want to go see the Gooch. People are still dropping ass to the Charleston. What is this, Ethel? They've added a trombone.
Well, I think a lot of people, I think that's another minute, but I can talk.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.